It's Beer O'Clock, the show for people who love great beer. Brought to you by the Horse Brass Pub, the heart of Beervana for more than 35 years. I'm Lisa Morrison, the beer goddess. We're on the Radio Northwest Network, which means you can join us in our virtual pub all across the Pacific Northwest on stations like KPNW 1120 AM in Eugene, KACI 1300 AM in the Dalles, KFLS 1450 AM in Klamath Falls, KWRO 630 AM in Coos Bay, and KYRS 92.3 and 88.1 FM in Spokane. We're on the web 24/7 on KXL.com and BeerGoddess.com. Well, get ready to tap your toes. Chris Jones is lead vocals on harmonica with the Esoteric Ramblers. Their CD is called Keg of Love. And Chris, I have to say, this might be the first CD cover I've ever seen that has barley and hops on it.
That's excellent. That's by design.
I'm not surprised with a name like Keg of Love. Now, how did that come about?
I had messed around with some friends of mine playing some music, and I had written more than a six-pack's worth of beer songs. So we were trying to figure out, well, what can we do with them? So we tossed around a couple of ideas for song titles and album titles and this, that, and the other, but Keg of Love seemed to stick. That song just has a lot of nice sentiments in it, so that's what we went with.
Yeah, definitely.
The CD design, I think, is just peachy. I mean, there's barley, there's hops on the front, there's hops on the back, and when you pull a disc out of the sleeve, there's a beautiful bunch of hops on the disc itself.
I got to tell you, those hops on the back sure are pretty. Did you get this from somewhere locally? You guys are out of Virginia, right?
We are in the Norfolk, Virginia area, and now I confess, those beautiful hop pictures came from clip art. My hops aren't ready to pick until late September. Right now, if I had pictures of hops in my backyard, they'd be very, very small.
not definitely not CD cover worthy, right?
No, it wouldn't be. You'd have to put them on a 45. They'd be very little.
So, you know, speaking of Keg of Love, it's the title song, and you know, it really truly is a love song, right?
It certainly is. It started out as a song about love, then it started out as a song about the love of beer, and then the love of beer and love in general. You know, it's funny. That same sensation you have of holding hands with the person you love, I discovered is the same sensation I have when I'm holding a bottle of Voodoo Donut from Rogue.
Oh, no.
So if you get the same buzz from holding a good bottle of beer that you get from holding your squeeze, well, that's a beautiful thing to do.
I think that's definitely true love.
I think it is, too.
Let's take a little listen to Keg of Love right now.
Cool, that'd be great.
May our pale ales always be hoppy. May our porters be robust. May our keg of love never run dry. May you always be by my side.
You're listening to Beer O'Clock. I'm Lisa Morrison. We're talking with Chris Jones of the Esoteric Ramblers. That was Keg of Love. And I gotta say, That was awesome. And on the flip side, of course, you got to have a breakup song too, right? I mean, if you got the love song, you got to have the breakup song.
There is a song in there for recovering from relationships that go south. It's called Six Ways to Forget You, and the motivation for that was, you know, you're going to find yourself in a long term committed relationship that periodically, certainly not of any fault of your own, goes south. And when it does, you can bore your priest, your pastor, or your rabbi with your tale of woe, or you can go down to the 7-Eleven and find six friends that'll stick with you through thick and thin, and that's what this song is all about.
And, you know, unfortunately, that's something that we all have to go through, right?
So, absolutely.
It speaks to all of us. We'll give us a quick listen to Six Ways to Forget You right now.
Cool.
Six ways to forget you. Six ways.
Talking with Chris Jones. He's the lead vocals and harmonica player with the Esoteric Ramblers. How long have you guys been together, Chris?
We've been together messing around in my house, other people's houses, playing parties for about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
As a functional band, we have existed since probably May.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me, how many times have you played? We played five times, three times in the recording studio, two times live.
Any gigs coming up?
We're working on a couple of things. You know, we're trying to position ourselves as the perfect band for beer festivals, which works out really well for us because it'd be short, it'd be sweet, and that would get us where we want to be anyway. I mean, if you're only going to be attending a beer festival, you might as well try and get a gig there, right?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, Tom Daldorf of Celebrator Beer News has been doing that for a long, long time.
Oh, absolutely. Tom is a role model. Both Tom and Marty Jones of Denver, Colorado, my brother, both are role models for if you want to get into a beer festival, play some beer music. So we're trying to do the same thing.
Well, and I was going to bring that up. Some people probably will recognize on the back cover, Marty Jones actually performed on some of your songs here on Keg of Love, and he's well known, especially in the Denver area, but all around the country, as being a beer evangelist and working for WinCoop and doing some beer music as well. How did you guys get together to do this one?
I had borrowed one of his songs, Hellbound Party Train, to put on the CD. And it's funny, after I recorded it, I told my mother I've recorded one of Marty's songs. She said, "You didn't have to pay him for that, did you?" I said, "Absolutely." She said, "Of all the nerve, after all the things you've done for him." So I had to try to explain to her that that's not really how royalties work.
Right.
And then after we recorded it, he was visiting at some point, and I dragged him into the recording studio, so he added some background harmonies on that, and he also added background harmonies on a couple of other songs. So it was very fun to have him play on this.
I bet. I'm sure you guys had a blast. Let's listen a little bit to Hellbound Party Train just right now.
Right on.
Late at night when the world's asleep, a lonesome sound cuts through the deep. On a night when praying fails, all too troubled by steel rails, it's a hellbound party train. Raise your glasses up again. Chug a log.
And you're listening to Beer O'Clock Radio. We're talking with Chris Jones of the Esoteric Ramblers. You know, I've got to say, Chris, in your new CD, Keg of Love, probably the most unusual title for a song is Fill My Feeding Tube with Beer. Now, what's that all about?
it's funny. At some point when you are getting a little older, you may find yourself facing these end-of-life decisions, and they could be something simple like, do you want glucose or do you want maltose?
Yeah, right.
The feeding tube. Do you want chocolate and sure? Do you want chocolate stout? So, frankly, if they're going to shave the hair off my chest to put in a tube, I'd rather have the hair of the dog put in it.
Now, there you go. We're going to give a listen to this one real quick as well.
Cool.
Fill my feeding tube with beer. Fill it with what I hold dear. The taste to me with beer, now that'd be great. Only want food if I can chew. Don't want a sandwich from a tube.
And you know, we've only got a couple more, just a minute or two, but I wanted to make sure we end this with kind of a fun one to go out on. It's called Last Call Boogie. And it's that sad tale about the end of the night, right, Chris?
Oh, it's a terrible tale. It's a story of loss and sorrow that happens every night, at least in the Norfolk area, at 2 o'clock in the morning. you know, you just finally got into your favorite public house. You ordered that beer you wanted, for weeks, and it just got placed in your hand. And just before you took a sip, the bartender said, "Hey, sorry, last call," and took it away.
Well, we're gonna say goodbye on this one, and just make sure that real quickly, can you just tell people where we can learn more about Keg of Love and the Esoteric Ramblers, and maybe get that CD?
You can get that CD from CD Baby. You can download MP3s from iTunes, from CD Baby, and from Amazon. And if I get off my rear end this weekend, you can look at a webpage, www.esotericramblers.com.
All right.
Just in case I'm not that fast, I'd go to the iTunes, the Amazon, and the CD Baby first.
Excellent. Sounds good. Chris Jones of the Esoteric Ramblers, thanks so much. And here's the Last Call Boogie. We'll have more Beer Clock right after this.
There was nothing I could do but cry at the end of the day. There was nothing I could do but cry at the end of the day. When the clock struck two and they took my beer away. When the bartender said last call, I began to weep. When the bartender said last call, I began to weep. Because I just bought this beer and I don't wanna leave. We don't care where you